So Jesus says, I judge no one. The Father judges no one, and I judge no one. Now you say, that's a very, very big departure from the revelation of God under the old covenant. And that is certainly true. Because, and this is one of the things that I've tried to emphasize over and over again in my teaching ministry, and that is this. One of the things that the church has done very poorly is differentiating between old covenant reality and new covenant truth. And there is such a strong division between the old covenant reality and the new covenant truth. And so many get stumbled at that point because they mix the two covenants. There is not a clear division of scripture, of understanding that the old covenant is in effect until Jesus dies on the cross. And then he initiates a new covenant, which he foretold when he took the cup and the bread on the night before his death and instituted this new supper we call the Lord's Supper. I like to call it a covenant meal because he was really entering into a covenantal meal, a covenant with his disciples and with all who will follow and believe in his name. And so we've been very, very, very lax in not dividing accurately. For example, so much of what Jesus taught in his ministry was under the old covenant. And you have to have the insight of the Holy Spirit to be able to discern what is true under the old covenant and what is the truth that carries over and into the new covenant of what Jesus taught. And there is so much that does carry over, but the rest is for us to rejoice over that we are not under that bondage anymore. Jesus didn't come to do away with the law. He came to enforce the law until on the cross he fulfilled the law and we died with him, so that as Romans 7:4 says, therefore, my brethren, you have died to the law through the body of Christ, that you might be married to another, even to him that was raised from the dead, that you might bring forth fruit unto God. Now, let me share with you a word of testimony. And some of you have heard this, those of you who've listened to my series on the goodness of God, and also now in the series Up Close and Personal, we finally got the links all working on Up Close and Personal. I encourage you to listen to that because I bring out there that God always had in his heart to have relationship with man. And of course, sin was the first thing that brought alienation. It didn't alienate God from Adam. God still came to Adam to commune with him in the garden. Adam hid himself from God. Sin brought about alienation. And then, as I said earlier, the law reinforces the effects of that sin. And so Jesus comes to do away with that. And so my whole passion has been to preach and to teach on the goodness of God as revealed in the new covenant. And it started really, or my insight into the goodness of God came about because when the Lord told me to stay at home for the year of 1989 and not to minister during that year, and I started doing some work for Bill James in James Contract Draperies. And I was on a trip down to Orlando. We were going to do some installation. I was with another brother, Marion Warren, who was also a music evangelist. And the two of us went down together. And Marion asked me this question. He said, how did you get free? And so I shared my testimony from Romans 5:17 and how hearing a word on that verse, how much more shall they who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. And how the Lord spoke to me through that lay preacher at our businessmen's fellowship who kept repeating the way to reign is to receive. And I kept arguing internally that it wasn't that simple. But that was the verse that started my quest and my journey into the discovery of grace, led to me pulling the trailer to the seaside resort in January of 1982 and locking myself away and studying the book of Romans and the book of Galatians until the truth of the new covenant and righteousness by faith dawned upon my soul. And what a liberating truth that was, and Although I only received it in kernel form at that time, it has continued to grow and grow and grow until the glory of the new covenant has so saturated my heart and filled my life and obviously transformed my ministry. So as we're driving along and I share that verse, Marion says, let's read the whole chapter. He pulls out his Bible and he started Romans 5 verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, etc.